With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security has failed to advance in the Senate.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure toward final passage. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of two people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says the Trump administration has made a real common sense good offer.
As people understand what's on the table, and of course with these TSA lines, I think there's a real demand there by the public.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Flooding has damaged portions of the Hawaiian island of Oahu.
Muddy floodwaters from severe rains have inundated streets, swallowed vehicles, and prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials warned that a 120-year-old dam could possibly fail. Emergency sirens blared along the famed North Shore, where rising waters have damaged some homes and cars. Officials have been watching dam levels since a storm last week dumped heavy rain across the state, which led to catastrophic flooding that washed away roads and homes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
3 weeks into an escalating war in the Middle East, Iran threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide as the U.S. announced it was sending more warships and Marines to the region. President Trump said hours later on social media Friday that his administration, in fact, was considering winding down military operations in the region. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 443 points. The Nasdaq also fell 443. The S&P 500 lower by 100 points. This is SRN News. Britain moves to expand abortion, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A bill that would decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth is advancing in Parliament. The House of Lords could have approved an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill that would have removed the decriminalization language, but did not. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says British lawmakers have, quote, shown little regard for public opinion and have dehumanized the unborn to a shocking new degree. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's taken a while, but America's pastors are answering the call to highlight global persecution of Christians in their sermons. According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. This is SRN News. NASA's laying the groundwork for its next lunar mission.
If all goes well, the 322-foot rocket will blast off early next month with four astronauts on board, the first to fly to the moon in more than 50 years. They'll zip around the moon in their capsule and then come straight home without stopping. Their Artemis II mission should have been completed by now, but hydrogen fuel leaks and clogged helium lines forced 2 months of delays while repairs were made. Rich Thomason reporting.
Georgia's become the first state in the U.S. to suspend fuel taxes after the war in the Middle East sent pump prices soaring. Republican Governor Brian Kemp on Friday signed into law a 60-day suspension of the state's 33 cents per gallon tax on gas and 37 cents per gallon tax on diesel. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.